It's a spiritual process. It's becoming the prey of the unknown and saying, yes, take me. I give up. Not I give up with a sense of resentment and a sense of anger and a sense of, it was all a bust.
Rebellion,
sure. But with a sense of, I'm willing to meet that which has to be met. I'm willing to face that which has to be faced. I'm willing to dissolve into existence and see what that means.
What is really going on?
Yes. I'm willing to experience directly what's really going on. Before the physical death comes. This is everybody's situation. Everybody is going to die, and everybody has the challenge of dying before the physical death, of falling into the reality that can't be spoken in words. And yes, a moment, a day, a year, a period comes that can rightly be called within that the dark night of the soul. If yours has come, then what I say to you is, lucky you that you didn't physically die without that coming to you. Terrifying as it is, nauseating, sickening, horrible, experientially not to be desired as it is, nevertheless, it's a call to face that which hasn't yet been faced.
That's right. That's right. I'm seeing now that all my whole trip since I've been coming here is leading up to this moment. It's been quite a ride. Living without any of the accoutrements, without any of the everything we think that makes life. There's Roka.
Well, in your words, everything we think makes life is what physical death will take away anyway.
That's right.
So to give it up now and see what that means is the opportunity to go beyond all of it. Everyone has this possibility. Not everyone is lucky enough to have it grabbed them by the throat like has happened to you.
As you're talking about it, it doesn't seem that bad.
It will when you're facing it.
I think I already have some pretty dark moments.
It's not about the dark moments. It's about really allowing that emptiness
be complete.
Yes. To dissolve into it.
Okay.
To let it take you wherever it's going to take you, and with no guarantee that it's taking you somewhere good or somewhere bad.
I got an idea it's going to be good.
Then I suggest you drop that idea.
We'll see what happens to it.
Yes.
I feel it's going to be good.
Well, that may be a little bit of psychological cover-up, so don't cling to that.
Well, you're a very comforting presence, you know. I mean, the way you're talking, your tone of voice is very comforting.
I'm a sweet guy. But I don't mean to comfort you.
I know. But you've been through the same thing, haven't you?
My intention is to help you and encourage you to face that which existence is calling you to face.
Okay.
And it always means that which hasn't fully yet been faced. Fully yet been met, fully been allowed to simply take you. So it's very much actually being the prey, actually being swallowed. You know, not just caught, swallowed. It's the belly of the beast.